The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Snow is snowing, wind is blowing, I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm. Can't remember worst December. Watch those icicles form. What do I care? Icicles form. Got my love to keep me warm.
Francis Albert getting us started on this Monday, November 4th. Look at this, 6:06 a.m. in the morning. Joe Piscopo live from New York, live right in there, Wall Street. And Frankie is here, and Al's here, and Debbie's here. You're very humble, ready for drive time, players. So humble to be here always. Jumping on Maria Bartiromo in about 40 minutes, 45 minutes on Mornings with Maria. I got a busy morning, and then I'm on with Bill Hemmer on Fox News at 11:30. But, you know, I wanted to open the show this morning, and we have a lot to get into, and I'm looking at all the news, and some's ridiculous, and, you know, some of it you don't really need to know about because it's all fake news. But I just want to thank everybody for going to the Madison Theater at Malloy College. You know, I had no idea of the connection of the radio audience. I think Mr. Crowley, our boss, knows that because that's what he's done his whole life, or certainly Phil Boyce, but and the boys in the studio knew that. But I, you know, when I go out and you do a crazy career like I've had up and down and all around, and you do different venues, and then you have a nice relationship with, quote-unquote, your audience, you know, it's really great. And you can really feel on television and whatnot, and SNL fans, you know, it's really kind of cool. And when you go and you meet somebody at a radio station somewhere in the Midwest or, you know, down south, and they're fans because they saw you on TV, it's great. But it ain't nothing like this. It ain't nothing like me talking to you right now. This, the intimacy of this medium. And I think I knew it when I got into it in college and I started learning about radio and then listening to people and admiring people like Dan Ingram and seeing how John Gambling and all the folks my father used to listen to. Like I always talk about Klavan and Finch, Ted Brown, you know, Julie LaRosa was on the radio. William B. Williams, I used to listen. Bruce Morrow to this day. The connection between the radio, you know, broadcaster and the audience is like nothing else. But I never expected you like to show up like you did on Saturday night. It was a love fest, and I, with all my heart, I have to thank you. And if you didn't get a chance to go, hopefully you'll get to the next one. We're doing a lot of live appearances. But I went out to Long Island Rockville Center, which is far from my house in Jersey. And a big shout out to Captain Frank, my guy. He's a United Airline pilot. And I said to Frank, he's a neighbor. He's a guy that has the farm, you know, takes my kids, and he grows pumpkins. A great guy. And I said, Big Mike was taking a civil test, you know, for when he goes to the academy, you know, the police academy. And so he couldn't take me. So Frank goes, I'll take you out, Joe. I got it. I said, you sure, Frank? I said, we're going all the way out to Rockville Center. I go like that to Captain Frank. Captain Frank goes, Joe, I just piloted a 737 to St. Martin. Landed it. I turned it around. I came back the same day. I think I can get you to Rockville Center, Long Island. And indeed he did. So a big thank you to Frank, Captain Frank, we call him. And he's our one of our, you know, he's like family at the house. So then I get out there. The theater was great, Molloy Theater. And Angelo Fabioni, thank you. Louis Mineta put the whole thing together. You know, I always tell you about Lieutenant Luigi. Ah, and talk about that. I brought Louis on stage with me. You know, don't forget, NYPD Medal of Valor recipient, Louis Mineta, and all his bosses were there from different commands and different precincts. We had a lot of law enforcement there. It was so great. And then the people who were in Italy with me show up. Mimi shows up. Mimi, I see her in the crowd. I brought the house lights up. And Bernadette and Guy. Guy, he videoed me with the family in Avellino. Then he brings the flash drive. I'm in my dressing room. I'm about to get up. And I'm in my tank top. I'm being watched. I got to be careful when I talk a quote. When I wear the T-shirt that I wear, it's a tank top. It's old-fashioned Italian tank top. Okay, I know what you want to call it, but I'm not going to call it that. So I wear that, and I'm sitting there, and I'm not even dressed, and security comes in and goes, oh, Guy is here? And I'm, like, not even dressed. I'm in my underwear. Give me 2 seconds. Let me put some clothes on. And Guy bought the hard drive for the video when I met the family in Avellino last week. It's just great. It was just great. So thank you very much. And then... this was so cool. And on stage, I was telling everybody about radio, and I showed a video of me in college and of me doing radio. Then I showed me a video doing Vince Fontaine on Broadway in Greece, who was a disc jockey, you know. And then I showed a picture of Frank and Al, Debbie, and me, and everybody burst out to spontaneous applause. So we don't take that lightly. We appreciate that so very much, you being there and you showing up. And then Louis Mineta, Lieutenant Luigi's mom, Pompeia Monetta. She, what a beautiful gal. She says, Joe, I listen to you as I go by. I go across the Verrazano Bridge when I go to work, and it takes me about a half an hour, and I listen to you. Like a 6 to 7, I listen to you, put you on in the car. So we appreciate Mrs. Monetta listening and love you very, very much. You were so kind to me. And when I'm telling you, when I meet you and you come up, and Mary Ellen and everybody came up to me, Joe, we listen every morning. We don't, Alan, Frank, and Debbie, and I don't, we never take that for granted. You were there for us. You have built this show into what it is today. You have done it. So when you come and you say, I listen every morning, and as I talk to you now, and I know you're listening, thank you. I love you. You're part of the family, and I really feel you're part of the family. I went to see my mom yesterday, right? And I said, let me go out as I came into the city last night. And I said, she goes, well, you know, about Avellino. She kept saying, my mom kept saying, you know, it'd be great if you had a family member with you. So, but everybody was working. Everybody was in school. And I understand that. And I said, but my mom appreciated you being there. You being there in Avellino with me. The radio audience, you are family. And so thank you on behalf of my mother, you know, for being there with me. Because I told her when you were in the crowd, and mom got teary-eyed when I told her about everybody. I'm on Avellino. I'm in Avellino with all my relatives. And then you're in the audience. Boom. Everybody all got teary-eyed, you know, and it was all family. So thank you. God bless you. And we never take it for granted. And onward and forward, we got a lot to get into. You know, we got a big year coming up. And we got to stay focused. We all seem to be in the same mindset. When I went on Neil Cavuto on Saturday, I jumped on Cavuto Live in the morning before I went out to Long Island. And you know, and I said on Cavuto, on Neil's show, and we go back and forth. And you know, I don't care if you disagree or sometimes don't agree with the president or the administration or something. It's okay. I'm not going to hate you. I don't hate you. We just kind of disagree. It's okay. You know, and I know folks come on the radio and they guest host for us, and they don't, and I know that irritates you a little bit, but it was like, so that's why I was grateful to Neil, because he, you know, he was just talking, you know, feel the way, and we were going back and forth having fun. And I said on Fox News on Saturday morning, I said, you know, Barack Obama talked about this woke society and how you tweet and everything. You can't just feel good about it if you're going to tweet something crazy. And I said, Barack Obama made a lot of sense. Then I said, oh, look, I gave President Obama credit. Oh, my gosh. Right. Right. Oh, my God. But then I also said, but people have to deal with President Obama making sense, maybe for the only time, but he made sense. You gotta be objective enough to say that and not be criticized for it. And then I turned it around with Neil and I said, and Donald J. Trump is a rock star. You have, whether you like him, can't stand him, let's impeach him, whatever. He's a rock star. And you can't take that away. So it's nice we could say what we feel. Just put the hate aside, and we'll just have a nice discussion about it. So onward and forward, and let's just do the best we can, you know, and trying to keep it civil, please. Oh, my Lord. Maria, we'll be on with Maria in about a half an hour, so that's always fun. I'm going to say this to her on the air, to Maria Bartiromo. We'll talk about a great role model for Italian-American women. She got honored Saturday night from the National Italian-American Foundation. Maria did, right? And I did a video from Sorrento at Paolo. I mean, if you were with us, Paolo was with me. And I did a quick video from the Parco di Principe Hotel. And I sent it to Niaf to honor Maria. And then I got a great video from Andrew Giuliani and his lovely wife, Zivi. They sent me the video of my video, which was great. I appreciated that. But then Maria got up the Sunday morning futures. She is like, she's a machine, God bless her. And then she's on her show this morning, and we got Stu coming in. George is here, and we appreciate our team coming in, too, so we could do a video feed to you on Fox Business with Maria this morning. Jaden Horan, we love. I like putting on these young, smart, common sense people like Joe Borelli, like Jaden Horden, you know, like Madison Jesioto. These are folks that are very, very smart and have common sense politics. Jaden will join us. Ed Pozzuoli will join us, Republican strategist for Fox News, president of Trip Scott Law, and the former chair of the Broward County Republican Party. A lot to talk about what's going on down there in Florida. John Bramnick's going to join, minority leader, doing a great job. One of the true, in my opinion, great public servants and one of the funniest cats in the world. John Bramnick will join us at the 8 o'clock hour. And Admiral James Stavridis, 4-star U.S. Navy admiral, and he's got a book, Sailing True North, 10 Admirals and the Voyage of Character. So we'll be joining, the admiral will be joining us momentarily. You're always welcome to jump on the air, too. And I met a fellow, man, he was from Prato La Sera, from my grandfather's hometown, where I went, Joe, I'm from Prato La Sera. Hey, how you doing? So thank you for being there. And I can't thank you enough. And I have to tell you, and Frank is here, and Debbie's here, and Al's here. And guys, good morning and happy Monday. Everybody,
good morning, Joe. Good to see you.
Everybody loves you. They all know Frankie Fibrosa. I gave you a shout out on Neil's show.
Was that fun? That was very kind. But I did see that. Thank you very much.
Well,
you did great.
I called Frank right before the hit, and I said, we're talking about President Obama and things, so we went over what to talk about quickly. We texted back and forth, and it was great because I said, like Frankie Fibrosa said, everybody relax. He makes sense. If he doesn't make sense. And then, of course, Neil pushed back, said, the president tweets. I said, yeah, but he's got to defend himself. And that's why I did. So we had a nice discussion like that. So I appreciate that,
didn't
Frankie.
Call me.
But this is what I'm leading to. I know where I'm going on my track. Listen, so I swear to goodness gracious, I had a great listener. Was it? I'm going to try. I think it was Mary Ellen, one of our really great listeners. And she goes, or it might have been a couple, because I had a big, long line after the show. And Lieutenant Luigi was there and running everything. So they stopped. They go, Joe, you know who's really great? And I said, well, who's great? And I want to take time to listen. I look right in the eyes, and I appreciate your family. She goes, a Big Al. We love Big Al.
You walked briskly away after that, right?
Listen, Frank. He goes, Al Gattullo is like, we love Al Gattullo. I said, you know, he was a sleeping, quiet guy pushing buttons before. They go, we know. They jumped right on me before I poked the bear. I started poking this bear. I said, now he's turned into a great broadcaster. He has. We love him. And I hear that a lot. So now I'm telling you, stick around.
I don't hear that as well.
It's true. You don't. Maybe I should write an email.
But everybody loves Five Boroughs.
Maybe I should write an email.
Everybody loves Frank.
Maybe I should write an email thanking everyone. Yeah. Maybe.
Anyway, kudos, because people are listening. People love you, man. We appreciate it. And Debbie, forget about it. Oh, Debbie is, they said Al is the glue. Remember somebody called that Al's the glue that holds the morning show together? I think I do respect that. I think it's Debbie, though, that really does it. You know, Debbie, good morning. So, you know, Mimi was at the show.
Oh, she's wonderful.
And thanks for the heads up with Guy and Bernadette. They were there. They sat front and center. And I thanked them right there up front. I said, thanks for being there. What a beautiful, beautiful couple. And he bought the flash drive of me meeting the family in Avellino. Is that unbelievable, huh?
That is so thoughtful, isn't it? What a great guy.
They love you, Deb. I put your picture up there with the boys, and they love you. So just proud to be here. Yeah, we got a lot to do, you know, but it's just great to be. Had to have such a great, wonderful, warm family gathering around this kitchen table. You know what people told me? Everybody said, Joey, listen to the Intimate Hour. We listen to the so they know all the gossip.
I hear that all the time too.
Oh, we got some. So now I got one of my cousins coming in from Avellino. Mm-hmm. Cousin Gerardina's coming in. So I asked Frank Amelia, can we get her a job here? And then, oh. You know, Frank says, well, can we legally do that? I don't know.
But, well, first, does she speak English?
That's yes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Does that matter?
Second, is
why does
legally
that matter in New York these days?
Yeah, that's true. You're right
and
about
please
that.
Please don't
you're
refer right. to her as an illegal alien because you'll be fined $250,000.
And second, is she legally eligible to work in this country?
Well, we'll have to all see. Intimate hour. We'll have to check all these things out. She's a great kid. So we'll see. Trying to already nepotism on the morning show there. What am I going to say?
Oh, it works, you know. Hey, listen, you need help.
That's it.
Why not help the family?
Debbie Duhaime is at La Familia, e molto importante. And Debbie's part of the family looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
And we love our family out there, that's for sure. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to the Southern State westbound at Peninsula Boulevard. It's an accident here on the island to deal with. Now, watch for some slowdowns in the Bronx on the Sheridan. Sheridan northbound getting into the Cross Bronx. It's late running construction, and that is causing quite a delay there. Also, the northbound Deegan by the stadium, a crash. Two lanes blocked. Inbound GWB 15 minutes in. Lincoln up to 40 because of an earlier disabled truck in the south tube. Holland about 15 to 20. We're still seeing delays as you head over to the northbound New Jersey Turnpike getting up toward exit 14. And watch for delays on 24. 24, that ramp getting into 9A and Summit. It's an overturned tanker truck. Looks like a fuel spill there as well. Sunny today, high of 55. Tomorrow morning, some showers with a high tomorrow of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. In May, New York State launched a $175 million workforce development initiative. Tell us about this program.
What we're going to be discussing with people all over the state is the ability for anyone involved in the whole idea of training workers for the jobs of today and for tomorrow. We now have money on the table to support that. A lot of people talk about workforce development and what it may mean, but we now have $175 million that the governor sought, the legislators all voted for. So what it's going to do is take us to the next level and allow New Yorkers to have the benefit of the most highly rated, state-of-the-art skills training programs. And at the end of the day, it helps them get a better job. It helps our employers. It helps the economy.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. 623 on AM 970, The Answer. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht, if I can. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, your employees, your clients, I have the answer for you. You plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. That's what we did when we did the Schmooze Cruise. Captain Fred is great. The Atlantis is beautiful. You see beautiful skyline views. Is this a great idea or what? Hey, that's what I should do, a show on the Atlantis. And that's what we should do. Frankie, that's what we should do with the audience.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we could probably get a couple hundred people on there, right?
Absolutely.
Let's do that. I would love that. You get the gourmet food spectacular. The bar menus get first-class entertainment. Well, I don't know if I'm first class, but I could work for you. I know that. Your guests are sure to be impressed. And from personal experience, we speak. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht that we take out every year for that big client cruise. We have a great time. Captain Fred's the man. And New York Cruise's staff is second to none. They go above and beyond with every detail. Our clients love it. So you could start planning your standout event today. This is the way you want to impress somebody. Law firm, but you know, you want to, hey, if you want to make a proposal to somebody, you know what I mean? Or if you have a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, this is it. Wedding, engagement party, retirement party, you want to do it aboard the Atlantis. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis, 212-633-1231. You can mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade, 212-633-1231, 212-633-1231, or visit, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
You got to go to Moe's, and apparently I am performing at the Mitchell Modell's. The Modell Foundation for Crohn's and Colitis is a great organization. I want to tell you, and we invite you November 18th. I'll let you know where it is. But Mitchell called me. I'm on sound check. I'm at the Molloy Theater in the Madison Theater at Molloy College. And the phone rings. I said, boys, hold on a second. So I put him on speakerphone. It's Mitchell Modell. I said, gift cards for everybody in the band. We had a full band. Yeah, we like gift cards. I said, Mitchell, what's up? He goes, Joe, would you jump on stage and would you perform a little bit at my foundation? Mitchell, whatever you need. He is a great guy. He's an icon, and he's so dedicated to this great city. Mitchell Modell is. And I know how good when I go to Modell, how I can get anything for my kids. So, yeah, you got to go to Moe's, and I'll see you November 18th for the Mitchell Modell Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. And we'll keep you posted on all of that. So I come in last night, and I saw Mom, had a great time. Richie was there. We went through all the pictures, and thank you so much for getting us those pictures. And I showed Avelino. I bought my mother blue. It's her birthday coming up, so I saved some really good things that I got her, in case she's listening. But I got her a beautiful blue scarf outside of St. John's in Rome. Blue, a beautiful blue. She looks so beautiful. God bless her. So it was great. So I said, well, let me get going because I got to get in. So I took the Holland Tunnel in, and I needed to get gas. And I said, so I pull over a gas station. There was a walk-up McDonald's there because I had not eaten. So I said, let me go to McDonald's. I go, walk-up McDonald's. Did you ever see a walk-up McDonald's? It's like a gas station, and then by the Holland Tunnel, by the way. Is that something, Frank, you wouldn't go near in a million years?
No.
So, I walk up, and there's a girl, not a happy girl. She's working. Efficient.
But probably sad that her CEO just resigned.
Yeah. Maybe that was the one she was having a consensual, quote-unquote, exactly. Consensual relationship
with. It's interesting.
With.
He's fired, but the CEO of Boeing still has a job. Yeah. Somebody's got to explain that to me.
It's true. Oh, God.
Planes crash, inappropriate relationship.
Hmm. So I go, I need my grilled chicken. Grilled chicken, no mayonnaise, just plain grilled. I just need some protein. Grilled chicken. She goes, okay, then I'm waiting for this. I take care of everything. Wayne, there's a guy walking around straight. You got to watch it. It's like, it was so weird. And it was a walk while my car's getting filled with gas. And then some other guy walks up with a bag, and she opens the other window, and she goes, oh, are you from Grubhub? So she ordered her dinner out. She didn't even eat the McDonald's. Grubhub is the place you call online that will deliver right to your house. And it's actually pretty good. I've used Grubhub before. You order something, so I'm at McDonald's.
Grubhub can find your house, but the FBI can't.
Yeah.
No,
when I'm
McDonald's.
In the city. When I'm in the city.
Oh, all right.
No, so at McDonald's, this girl orders Grubhub. I thought that was the
that
funniest
is pretty
thing.
Funny.
Yeah. She goes, Grubhub.
Nothing like standing behind your product.
And she was ignoring me and my order while she took her Grubhub order. I said, only me. Am I right or wrong? Only me. Like,
she asked the Grubhub guy, you have anything else?
Yeah. Chicken, you got chicken so in there? I need
just anything, some protein I need for crying out loud. More, but came in, and so we made it in, and of course the traffic is always crazy, even on a Sunday night. But I hesitate to read some of these things because I can't stand, it's all about humility, you know? He who humbles himself, and I try to live by that credo, but this was the nicest letter I got, and the emails, I mean, and the texts and the tweets, and I hesitate to put them out there after the show on Saturday night. I just hesitate, but I put it out there just to say it's a thank you. It's a humble thank you. And here, this gentleman wrote me, I just returned from your show at Molloy College. I have to say it was one of the most enjoyable events that my wife and I have ever attended. Your singing, multiple instrument skills, storytelling, and of course your humor made for incredible 2 hours. But more importantly, this is what this gentleman said, you made us both proud to be Americans with your singing of the national anthem, your support of the police, EMT, and military personnel. Thank you, and may God bless you and your family. So he also sent an email to Neil Cavuto. Listen, because I was listening to his show on Saturday when I heard an interview that you were performing that night right down the block. Thank you, Neil, for selling tickets. I always appreciate that. And someone said, Joe, you did Cavuto? Now you're going to go do on stage? I said, yes, if I go down on the drums, please don't blame Neil. But I want to tell you, thank you for this beautiful, beautiful this letter, and because I said, thank you. You are a great American. You are a patriot. I know what you do. I know what you do. And I say thank you every morning on the radio. We say thank you every morning on the radio for doing what you're doing. And I said, and then I did that song, The House I Live In, where I pay tribute to this great country and the ethnicity and all walks of life and all races and religions that make this country the greatest country in the world. And you are right at the forefront of that. So I went to say it on stage, to say thank you, because all we're doing is lecturing. The news media is trying to divide us. And all I'm trying to do is bring us all together. And you are, and you're getting it, you know. So thank you for that letter. I hope I pronounced the name. I don't want to say it, but I think it's Mr. McCluthan. Thank you so much. That is so. I'm so humbled by your kind words. And thank you for being the patriots that you and your wife are. And thank you for being to the show. And thank you, Mr. Cavuto, for selling some tickets for me. I appreciate it. Hey, it's 6:30, and we're going to jump to Maria Bartiromo in about 15 minutes. Mornings with Maria. Maria just crushing it there over at Fox News and over at Fox Business. And we're going to do what they call a simulcast, and hopefully all technically, the whole team is in this morning, and hopefully it'll work okay. We will be broadcasting live from the studio, but right now we're going to take a break a little early right now so we could just test some things with Fox Business. Al Gattulo standing by. Much loved, much respected, that great broadcaster, Al Gattulo at 6:31. On AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 6:31. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New Jersey State Assembly up for grabs tomorrow during the general election. All 80 seats are on tomorrow's ballot, and a Republican surge could change the current political scene. Democrats currently have majorities in the Assembly and the State Senate. A special election will also take place in the state's first district to fill the state Senate seat vacated by former Representative Jeff Van Drew, who now serves as the Congress member representing New Jersey's second congressional district in the U.S. House. A New Jersey doctor is dead just one day before he was to perform in a Florida air show. Dermatologist Dr. Joseph Masaya worked at five locations across northern New Jersey and in the Sunshine State. The doctor was piloting during a practice routine at Witham Field when the plane went nose down into the runway. The NTSB is investigating the cause of the crash. The show, which was scheduled for Sunday, was canceled due to safety concerns with ongoing rain in the area. In sports, Jets took an early 7-0 lead but wound up losing 26-18 to the previously winless Dolphins in Miami. Giants hosting the Cowboys on Monday Night Football tonight. The Knicks losing streak now at 3 after a 113-92 setback to the Kings at MSG. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the downtown 3 and 4 trains running with reduced speeds because of ongoing signal problems. Inbound GWB, 20 minutes getting into town. Looks like about 15 minutes in from the Palisades Parkway. The outbound upper level of the GWB, a disabled vehicle. Lincoln, 40 in because of earlier problems. And over the Holland, 20 to 25 in from both approaches. Expect some slowdowns over on 1 and 9 as you head out towards 78. Right on that ramp to westbound 78, it's an accident. Also on 24, the ramp at 9A and Summit. Accident there. Sheridan northbound into the Cross Bronx. Late running construction. Deacon south in the 230s. It's an accident being cleared. Harlem River Drive south. A lot of volume down through the 130s. And heading over to the southbound Van Wyck at Hillside Avenue. An accident blocking a lane there. Southern State West at Belmont Avenue. A crash. Sunny today. High of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Helping out troops to be their best means ensuring they get the right level of physical activity, nutrition, and importantly, sleep. And if you're sharing barracks, then the enemy of sleep is snoring. To snore less, use Mute. Mute is an easy-to-use nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you'll get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth. So you'll snore less, sleep more, and everyone in your barracks or your bedroom will be happier. Whatever your mission in life, if you want to be at your best, win the battle against snoring with Mute!
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Okay, from the start.
Acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. And then we add nothing.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them. 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
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 If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the Intimate Hour here. We gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning. So great to have you with us. So honored to have you with us. There's a lot going on, not to forget, and I know we I like that. I'm just attracted to the national news a lot of the time. I just look at it, and I know people listen from all over, down to Texas and South Carolina and San Francisco. I know you listen to the show all over, now streaming, so thank you for that. But, you know, we're live and local in New York, and a shout-out to my pals in New Jersey. I had to vote, but I can't vote tomorrow because we do the show from here, and then I have to go right from here, and then I'm going 6 o'clock with Ernie Anastas. I'm proud to tell you I'll be with Commissioner O'Neill on the air at 6 o'clock on Channel 5 in New York to talk about the Doodles for Hunger, the St. Francis Pantries with John. The Katsimatidis are involved. Commissioner Nigro is there. Tony and Elise Lobianco are there. And it's going to be a great, great night. Joe Sano, my buddy, it's going to be a great. This is Thursday with the performance I'll be doing there. We'll be promoting that to help out the, help out the folks who just don't have any resources to, for crying out loud, have a meal, you know. So I'm proud to be there. And they're honoring Commissioner O'Neill. So it's really great. So now I can't vote because I'm in the city, and then I got to go to dinner afterwards.
You're not going
to
vote tomorrow?
Listen. Oh. So how am I going to vote? Do I go back? Big Mike, take me back, come back. You know what I did? I went to City Hall. This was whenever it was, Friday. And I go to City Hall, back in my little town. Can I vote, like, by absentee? No, you got to register. You go, but if you go down to Flemington, New Jersey, which is like the capital of Huntington County, you know, you go down there to City Hall there. And I know Mary Melfi, who's the clerk down there. And I said, you could vote down there. Isn't that great? I didn't know you could do that. So I said, oh, you mean I can vote right now? Absolutely. You go by vote, but you have to go show your ID. So I take a ride down to Flemington, you know, about a half hour away. I go down to City Hall, and I see, wait, Frank, you would love it because it's very historic. It's got the courthouse where the Lindbergh baby trial was.
Wow.
Yeah, it's right there, front and center, which was the center of the universe in the 1920s when that whole story broke. So I go in, walk in, go up, find Mary Melfi's office. She's a city clerk. They got some gal, nice gal, came out, said, oh, hello, Joe. Nice to have you. What do you know? I said, well, I want to vote. So you could vote. They put you in a private room. You got to sign this, sign that. I put in all my vote. And I have to tell you, honestly, just because I just voted, I'm going to say conservative across the line, but I voted Republican across the line because the Democrats are killing the state of New Jersey. And I love my Democratic friends, and I have a lot of them there. And I have respect for them there. But I would suggest, and this is not me telling you how to vote or whatnot, just, this is you need to do a revolt vote. You've got to go in, and I would suggest in the assembly you vote Republican. Right? Look at the taxes. They could care. All they're doing is taxing us. They're not creating revenue. They're not helping us in any way. There's not one Democratic stance that will create, generate revenue that will cut spending or help you and I keep our property tax down. People are leaving. They're leaving by the droves in New Jersey. So I did like a revolt vote. And because, listen, if Jeff Van Drew, I would vote for Jeff Van Drew. Josh Geinheimer's doing a great job. There's some great Democrats in the state. And I applaud Jeff Van Drew for not voting for that inquiry to impeach. Because he's in a very conservative district. I know he knows. He's very smart. But it's courageous to do that. Disappointed in Tulsi Gabbard because she voted for the inquiry to impeach. I thought Tulsi was going to say, nope, I'm independent. This whole impeachment thing is a witch hunt. So it's time for a revolt vote. So I just went ahead and I said, it's time to change at least the assembly down there, because it's all Democrat. God bless my Democratic friends who I love, but will somebody put an initiative in to cut taxes for us in New Jersey? I'm just saying. 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhame. How are we doing at 20 before 7 on AM 970, The Answer?
Well, good morning, Joe. I see some problems for you, and it's on the Sheridan this morning. Sheridan northbound getting up toward the Cross Bronx. It's a late-running construction. That's till further notice. Expect big-time delays there. Deegan south at 233rd, a crash. Now, we're seeing some slowdowns at the inbound GWV upper level. A disabled vehicle on that upper level, at least 20 to 25 to the upper, better to the lower. The outbound GWV upper, a disabled car. Inbound Lincoln, that's going to be 30. Holland still about 30 from both approaches as well. Over on 1 and 9 southbound, the ramp to 78. It's an accident right on that ramp. That's causing quite a delay. 24, the ramp at 9A and Summit. Looks like an overturned tanker and a fuel spill still being worked on, so prepare for delays there. Southbound Thruway Building 14A getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 84 East Exit 2. Watch out for an accident out in the Port Jervis area as well. Sunny today, high of 55. Tomorrow morning, some showers likely. High tomorrow of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi there. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
According to a recent study, the average human attention span has fallen to just 8 seconds. That doesn't give me a lot of time, so here I go. If you're a student at any college, we're having a contest for major cash and prizes and a paid internship, all for writing a great research paper. You're probably doing this for free anyway, so why not try to get something from it? You go to our website, pick one of the 6,000 companies listed, research it, write a report, and submit it. Do that best, you'll win up to $7,500 in cash, a trip to Miami for the NobleCon Investors Conference, two nights at the multi-billion-dollar Hard Rock Hotel, and the paid internship. No strings attached. It's sponsored by the same folks that do the National Spelling Bee. Because today, being thorough and detailed and doing solid research has become a lost art. Just Google it doesn't cut it. We have some of the best emerging companies that need to have their stories told, and we need to find some great people to help us do it. Want to find out more? Go to channelcheck.com. That's channel, C-H-E-K, don't need that second C.com for all the details.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine today, mixing with some high clouds at times. Our high temperature this afternoon, about 55. Then rather cloudy tonight, low 49. A little cooler in some of the north and west suburbs. Tomorrow, plenty of clouds, just a little rain at times, especially through the morning and early afternoon hours. The high near 60. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 53. AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. We're going to go to Maria in a second. This is great. Thank you so much. You know, it's so funny. Just doing the video feed to Fox Business. I'm looking. George came in and Stu came in so early. We appreciate it. And I'm trying to put makeup on because it's like on Fox Business. And Lord knows I need it. Honestly, I need surgery. But it's okay. So I'll put some makeup on. George is saying, am I all right, George? He goes, not under your eyes. Too much under your eyes. Hi. I like that presidential look, though, with the white. Come on. It's like a thing now, isn't it? Hey, so we'll go to Maria momentarily. Always appreciate that joining my friend Maria Bartiromo. And then apparently today, and anything could happen. You could get that what I call the Trump bump, where you something happens, the president jumps on the air, and then you get bumped over Fox News. But as it stands, I'm with Sandra Smith and Bill Hemmer at 11:40. We have it. So I'm right after the show, I'm going over to Fox. And it's all good. It's all great. It's an exciting time. You are a part of it. You are a part of the ride. You are the reason why we are here. And we appreciate that. So we're going to break down everything that's happening. And with Maria, we're going to talk about Saturday Night Live. And I'll save it for you when she jumps on, because I'm telling you, it was funny. It was funny. It was funny. People are knowing it's just funny. And you will hear me tell Maria that, is that you don't cut funny. You know, Norman Steinberg, my friend who wrote, he wrote My Favorite Year with Joe Bologna, the brilliant Joe Bologna playing that King Kaiser character. And they were running a variety show back in the 50s. And he manically said, you don't cut funny. You don't cut funny, so you don't cut funny. And I think, Frank, I'll talk to Maria about this in a moment. People are just tired of this impeachment fiasco, because after the Mueller probe, they're just tired about hearing about it.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
That's why I keep avoiding it, you know, on the radio. I keep avoiding it, talking about it like that.
With balance of nature?
So, huh? But, yeah, I got, you know, I ran out of my fruits. And I don't know why I always run out of the fruits. So I'm just dabbing my nose. Thank you. Excuse me. And I ran out of the fruits. Frankie V's got the fruits for me.
He does.
And I feel, I take balance of nature, and more balance of nature. I balance of nature up for the show. Mm. I brought my balance of nature with me on the road. I brought it to Italy with me. It's all balance of nature all the time. And it really, really works. But I ran out of the fruits. I mean, what am I going to tell you?
Well, we'll restock you today. Mm. You can't have you unbalanced.
My unbalanced of nature. Now, do exactly. I have my French toast out of the camera shot? I'm so excited. I had French toast. I couldn't get any French toast in Italy, you know, in Italy. And now I have, we have everything here. And thanks to Charles for doing such a great job when we were away. I'm trying to remember to thank everybody, because at the end of the show, I always forget. And Cara doing such a great job as well. Frankie, but we'll make way for Maria in 2 minutes. Breaking news. I don't even want to talk about the impeachment thing. It's Elizabeth Warren. We'll talk about how's she going to pay, and I'll save that for Maria coming up in 2 minutes. You don't want to miss it, because Kate McKinnon, the performance of a lifetime. You'll hear me tell Maria that in a second. But on the other news, the marathon yesterday was great.
Won by two Kenyans.
What a surprise.
Shocking.
It was Mabula Labuli. And I don't even want to try. How do you pronounce the name? Oh, well, you do the news. There's a guy's name.
I have the pronunciation. You so got I'll give it to you in the next hour.
Okay.
To tease. We'll tell you now. Coming up.
Stay tuned. Yeah. I will try to pronounce the
I'm
Kenyan's name.
I'm trying to do
name.
Two things at
the
once Kenyan, here, okay?
He gets so grumpy. This is why I love him, man. He gets so grumpy because we're going.
Jocelyn Jepkosgei is the woman who won.
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn Jepkosgei.
Okay.
That's how you pronounce her last name.
Jepkosgei?
And Jeffrey Kamwer.
Very good. Very, very nice. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
And he was just shy of the record by seconds, correct?
Really impressive. Quite fast. And a lot of people, thousands of runners, tens of thousands of runners running in it. Our friend Lisa Tuozzolo, the NYPD widow.
You see, I'm doing the psychic thing with and Frankie Five Burrows. He knows it. I was just going to say.
Tell me what number I'm thinking of between 1 and 100.
Kreskin, where are you when I need you? 7.
That's right.
Oh! No, really?
That's right.
Really?
Wow.
I'm telling you.
I'll go home.
You see it?
The two of you are, yeah.
I'm telling you. Was it really 7?
That's the other thing I was sending Joe a telepathic message.
I'll go home.
Send Al home. Yeah. Send Al home. Lisa Tuozzolo. The widow of a dear friend of the Blue Lives Matter organization with Sergeant Joe Imperatrice doing such a great job. She ran, and boy, I heard she did a really good job. So congratulations.
And John Catsimatidis Jr. ran for the Robin Hood Foundation to benefit the Robin
Yanni
Hood
ran,
Foundation.
He ran? God
he did.
Bless him.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what his finishing time was, but he did very well. And it's a great event. That's something that's so New York about the event. I mean, it really is such an incredible inconvenience to snarl up traffic, but it's one of those things that you don't really mind being inconvenienced for an event.
The president was in town over the weekend, too. And Congressman King apparently was with the president at the UFC fight at Madison Square Garden Saturday night.
He went, so explain that to me, because I thought that was kind of cool. He went to this event to go to this event?
Yeah, so he's friends with Dana White in the UFC. In fact, the first UFC fight that was held in New Jersey when the rules were legalized was held at the Trump Taj Mahal back in 2001. So he's been a friend of the UFC for a very long time. Dana White wanted him to come a couple of years ago, but Secret Service talked him out of it. But this time around, he decided, okay, I'm going to go. And he invited Congressman King. Congressman McCarthy was there as well. And they enjoyed the fight. And it was so funny. One media member tweeted something out saying,
they knew you had the show in Rockville Center.
Apparently a fighter was knocked out during the fight, and the media person made it a point to point out that the president just sat there. Like, he knows the fight. What is he supposed to do?
Yeah.
Cheer? Be excited? I mean, it's
Well, the other thing is, it was reported widely that the president was booed at that event. But according to Peter King, who was there, he said 80% of the crowd was cheering them.
I heard
and it was 20% booing.
You know why the booing thing? Stand by. Let me know when we go to Maria, please. But I saw that. There's a couple guys way up in the nosebleeds, and they video from there. It's what happened at the World Series. The booing and everything else. We're going in. Go ahead, bring it. Let's
20.5 trillion, but other economists have said it could cost 34 trillion.
Right. Okay. Let me stop you right there. And we're talking trillions. You know, when the numbers are this big, they're just pretend.
Sorry, Senator. I'm going to need to see the math on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to see the math? Okay. I'll show you. Look at this here. Yeah. Do you understand this? I do. I could explain it to you, but you'd die.
That clip was from this weekend, Saturday Night Live. Comedian Kate McKinnon nailed it, mocking Senator Elizabeth Warren over the massive cost of her Medicare for All plan. Joining us right now is AM 970 radio host and former Saturday Night Live cast member Joe Piscopo. Joe, it's great to see you this morning. I've got to thank you for your congratulations to me at the National Italian American Foundation Gala on Saturday night. Thank you, my friend.
Congratulations. And I know we got to talk about SNL, but I have to tell you, Maria, I'm so proud of you. I was with my mom yesterday telling her how much I appreciate you, Maria Bartiromo. What a great example you are for the Italian-American women and working women all around the world, because I did that video from Sorrento in Italy when we were on our tour, on the Perillo tour. I said, everybody stop. I got to talk to Maria and send my video in. And then Andrew Giuliani sends it to me with his lovely wife, and I saw it, and I wanted to say, and then this is what got me. This was impressive. Forgive me for jumping on this, but you got up and did Sunday Morning Fuse. futures yesterday. Did you get any
yes,
sleep?
I did.
Did you stay up all night? Did you do it from Washington?
No, I did not.
I'm such a fan.
I had daylight savings time and extra hours. So that helped a lot.
You were great, and the show was great. And I'm just proud to know you, Maria. Congratulations!
I'm so proud of you. Right back at you. No, I was grateful to see that video that you did at the gala. But let's talk about SNL.
How about that?
Because Kate McKinnon was so funny as Elizabeth Warren. Tell us what you thought. You thought about that as you, an alum of Saturday Night Live.
Thank you. You know, technically, I look at it all technically. I saw the dialogue that she had, that Kate had. There's an Emmy. She's got to win an Emmy for that performance alone. It was a great Elizabeth Warren. I've always said, I always joke that Elizabeth Warren's always so hyper, and Elizabeth Warren always reminds me of a female Jerry Lewis. The way she runs up there, lady! Like she just wants to run around. She's always so excited with her hands, like she's going to just take off. Kate nailed it. The dialogue for a cold opening, you know, and I didn't see her look at the cards. So technically, I'm looking. Not only with that, it was written brilliantly. And after you and I start talking about SNL, Maria, I don't know if they're listening to Mornings with Maria or maybe on AM 970, but the show was funny. The whole show was funny. And starting
it's
off
really
with that,
true.
And it was right on the money. Whoever wrote that sketch was great. It was brilliantly performed. And a shout out to Kate McKinnon. God, I tell you what, all the dialogue, no cue cards. She totally nailed it. But the whole rest of the show, I think people are tired of the whole impeachment witch hunt and the hoax. I think after the Mueller probe, people are going, all right, let's just laugh and have some fun. That's what I'm feeling, Maria.
Yeah, we need some comedy here. By the way, I've got Lee Carter, Ken Leon, and Mitch Rochelle sitting with me here on set.
Hi, guys.
SNL also took a shot at the existing healthcare system in the United States, comparing it to a bad relationship. Listen to this.
My current insurance isn't perfect, but with your plan, I'd have to give it up. And that makes me nervous.
You know what? I hear this from a lot of people, so let me help you understand. Your insurance is like a bad boyfriend. Girl, listen to me. You need to leave him. He is draining you. You deserve better. Dump his.
I know. You're right.
Joe, what about that?
Right on the money. On the money, because they're not addressing health care in Washington. And you know, you can't do what Elizabeth Warren wants to do, but a kudos to the writers at SNL for doing that. And by the way, did you see, and a big shout out to Kate, but did you see the Conan sketch, the dog press conference? Did you see that sketch? It was hysterical.
Oh, yes. I saw clips of that.
The dog, they had a live German Shepherd there, the dog that helped take out Baghdadi.
And then he was just barking. He was barking at that podium.
They had a soldier come out and say, anybody want to talk to me? And the press didn't say anything. I tell you, it was a brilliant, funny show. And
when you see it on SNL, Lee, that means it's touched a nerve for broad America, right?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, that's always sort of the pulse of the people, I think, in many ways. What I think is interesting, though, is I think that they understand how deeply they impact the election and our perception of them. And I think they've been careful about how they portrayed.
Yeah, it sure has. Joe, it's great to see you. Have a wonderful day, my friend.
Congratulations. I love you, Maria.
And I love you back. Thank you. Under Armour earnings and revenue are out.
All right, we're back live like that. And thank you to Fox Business. Thank you to Maria Bartiromo. She, you know, I have to tell you, just as a broadcaster, she's spectacular. She never forgets, like I said in the video that I did for Maria, when she got the Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Italian American Foundation. Big, big, huge event. Everybody who was anybody was down there in Washington, D.C. And I'm sure the president gave her a shout out as well. And when I said she never forgot her Brooklyn roots. Every time we take a break, we're broadcasting the Columbus Day Parade on Channel 7, like we did this year with our buddy Kenny Rosato. She was, I would talk Brooklyn. She'd talk about Brooklyn, talk about her parents. She's so a Brooklyn girl as much as I'm a Jersey guy, you know. And then she keeps the Italian-American community. And again, no matter what ethnicity you are the foundation of the United States of America. So immense respect. And then when you're working with Maria Bartiromo and you have all this information, you got monitors in front of you, you know, and you got people in your ear yelling at you what to do, where to go. And I just want to have some fun and goof around a little bit with the Columbus Citizens Foundation doing that great broadcast of the Columbus Day Parade. Maria keeps you right on track, boy. She, and when the politicians come in, she's our go-to gal. Can't say enough for Maria. So thank you for putting us on with Mornings with Maria right on Fox Business. But please keep it right there on AM 970, The Answer, because we got a good show for you right here. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. And Al Catullo, much loved Al Catullo's here. Debbie Duhame as well. Jaden Horton's going to join us. And we got, you know, Assemblyman John Bramnick. There's a big election in Jersey. You can make a difference, Jersey. We'll talk about it. We'll get into everything when we come back right here on Salem's flagship station in the greatest city in the world. The number one station in Salem Media. That's us, AM 970 The Answer. We love you for listening, and we're coming right back at you.